excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Arizona edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford. This week's game, I think, can best be summed up by when did the Bears want to play? They started out the game strong. They played hard. For the most part, things were clicking both on offense and on defense. And they wrapped the game up, but so it seemed, until about midway into the third quarter, when I think they thought they had the game wrapped up and that Arizona was just going to go away. And a couple of mistakes later, the lead was down to 11. But then the Bears decided they wanted to play again and wrapped the game right back up. So it's clear who the better team was today. It's clear that the Bears, when they wanted to execute, could execute. The question was merely, did they want to? And for the most part, the answer was yes. I think they just got premature in settling the game. Let's break down both sides of the ball. On offense, I thought the play calling was pretty good until we got into that conservative area. When we got into that conservative area, it seems that we played into the hands of the Arizona defense. We clearly just decided we were going to run the ball and see if they could stop us. And Arizona has enough talent that if you give them that opportunity, they will. We didn't spread the ball around. We just tried to run out the clock. And it was too early in the third quarter to do that. But before that, at the beginning of the game, play calling was excellent. We spread the field out and generally had our way when we wanted to have our way. Good passing, good running, everything was clicking. One thing I noticed early in the game that I think is notable is the first series Cal tried to run the ball without success. I think defenses are back to treating Cal like a run-first team, and that it's critical that they stop the run. Cal is going to have to keep a much more aggressive passing game in the mix at the beginning of the game to keep the defenses off balance. This reminds me a lot of last year with Marshawn Lynch, where everyone assumed we were running to him, and we ended up blowing teams out because they couldn't adjust and react when we started throwing the ball. I think those opportunities exist again, and we need to come out of the tunnel throwing the ball. Sure, you want to mix in the run. I'm not saying we don't run the ball, but I'm saying the emphasis needs to be to get the defense out of the stop the run first mindset. Longshore, I thought, did a pretty good job. He seemed to have some moments where he wasn't picking his best targets or wasn't throwing the ball that well, but I think Cal fans have such high expectations for him, unfairly high expectations for him. So if we're going to give him reasonable expectations, he did a very good job. I mean, he marched the ball right down the field. Forsett did an excellent job again. He's getting better and better at slipping through tackles and getting those few extra yards, hitting the hole hard as he always does, but just going that little extra bit that he didn't go before. And as always, he's wearing the defense down. Somehow, despite not being a big guy, he's doing it. Wide receivers, Hawkins is really coming into his own. I mean, he was the best receiver on the field today and played like Deshaun should be playing. Deshaun, he's not getting that much extra attention these days. I mean, he is getting extra attention, but I think he's not making the most of it. I don't know how much of it is Longshore is focused on Hawkins now, that he's quote-unquote favorite receiver, but I do know that Deshaun's not doing enough to get away from his coverage. And if he wants to be the premier receiver on the team, he's going to have to override the extra emphasis that the defense is putting on him, because it's not that much. And I don't know if he's not trying or if he's just not used to the extra coverage, but he needs to do more. Jordan, I felt, did his normal job, which was he gets open, he does a pretty good job of getting in the right spots, but he just doesn't catch the ball as well as he used to. He's bobbling them on occasion, or when he catches them, he doesn't make a good streak down the field. He just doesn't look all that polished, and I'm very surprised because I thought he was going to be very polished this year after having had such a long period of being the number two, number three back. I mean, this is his third year starting. Tight ends, good job as always, good run blocking. Mora really had an opportunity to show us his speed. There was that out pattern that he caught from Longshore, and he flew down the sideline with these really, really long strides. That guy can run. I don't feel that he's the type of guy who's going to juke people because of his long strides. And he's a big guy, too. But he is the type of guy that you get him in the open field, he's going to outrun some people you wouldn't expect him to. The offensive line, I thought, did incredibly well again. We need to remember just how many good players are on the Arizona defense. And Longshore was rarely hurried. Forsett had plenty of running room. They're coming into their own. I'm massively impressed with them, and I think they did an excellent job. Moving over to the defense, scheme-wise, I felt like we were in the right schemes most of the time. We still were giving up the underneath passes, but for the most part of the game, we were giving them up in a way where they weren't getting many yards. I'm thinking that their quarterback probably had inflated reception numbers because we were giving up the pass, but it wasn't a meaningful completion, and they'd only get a couple yards. There were a few times in the middle of the game that wasn't the case, where they were completing it for longer completions, but for the beginning of the game and again at the end of the game, sure, they were getting complete, but the middle linebacker was there to deliver the hit. I thought the defensive line did really well considering their injured state. There were a lot of three lineman sets, and they did a pretty good job of putting heat on Arizona's quarterback. So they're really the positive surprise of the season, if you ask me. They're doing more than anyone expected of them. They were supposed to be the weak part, but young guys have come in and really stepped up. I think this unit is going to be exceptionally good next year and the year after as these young guys mature. Linebackers did their standard good job. Orrell Williams was really hitting people hard in the middle, and I like to see that. And we did pretty well without Follett on the outside. So, again, good depth at that position allows us to do our standard good job, despite the fact that we had some injuries. The secondary did excellent for the most part. There were a few plays, well, there's one play in particular in the early first quarter that was troublesome. And I'm curious what the assignments there. I'll look at it on film when I get home. But I think it was cover two, and the safety didn't give help to Sidquan Thompson. I saw the coaches yelling at Hampton, I believe, and that makes me think it was a cover two, because that was blown coverage, and the fact that Sid was able to get back and make a tackle on that says a lot about his speed. But overall, I thought the secondary played a pretty good game, kept everybody in front of them, and didn't give up big plays despite that. Special teams were a little more shaky. We definitely are feeling Kay's inability to kick the ball all the way. way to the end zone. Schneider would be putting more balls deep on kickoffs than Kay is. Kay doesn't have the leg that Schneider does. And we're seeing a lot of kick returns come into the 30, 40, and once or twice 50-yard line. And it's not burning us when the defense steps up, but against good teams, that's not going to work. We need to get that ball inside the 30. I think the 30 is the new 20 for college kickoffs because they moved the ball back, but nevertheless, we're not stopping people there a lot of the times, and that needs to improve. The punting game, on the other hand, was excellent. Larson hung some up there very well. The coverage got downfield and really stuck it to Arizona's returner. So, excellent job there. Of course, they were kicking away from Deshaun, and Deshaun's one opportunity was not a great one. He was backpedaling as he caught it, and that just means he couldn't accelerate the way he would like to. But all the other times, the ball was kicked out of bounds. Our kickoffs were actually kind of weak today. I felt like they were missing the holes because there were holes opened up. They just weren't able to sneak through them. And they seemed to be a couple yards off in the placement of where they were trying to get through those holes. So a little weak, but, you know, they did an acceptable job. I think our standards, again, are just very high. Field goal kicking, Kay had a reasonable day, but Schneider's clearly better. He's got more consistency. He does a better job. We have every reason to believe that he's going to get the starting job back when his injury is healed. Kay is filling in admirably, and I really am looking forward to him starting next year, but he just doesn't have the experience of Schneider or the consistency of Schneider at this point. And we missed the field goal today that Schneider rarely ever misses. But on the other hand, Kay kicked a 40-plus yarder, I believe, and so he's doing fine. He just needs to get that consistency a little up. Coaching, I felt, was pretty good. Perhaps they didn't do enough to really seal the game in that late third quarter time frame. They could have been a little bit more creative as opposed to just running the ball into the middle every time. And I think the defense played a little soft at that point as well. But overall, I think they came up with an excellent game plan. They locked Arizona down. This was a good test weekend for the spread. And I think they did a good job. Let's talk about some of the big plays that are worth talking about. One play that really impressed me was the sweep run to Javid Best for a touchdown. They faked inside to the fullback, got the defense to bite, and it was an easy run to the outside for a speedy guy like Best. I thought that was an excellent play call, another example of how Tedford just seems to have that little edge in his ability to get defenses to bite. That interception in the second quarter in the Arizona, or the Cal end zone, was very impressive. This was a case where the corner came off of his man, read the ball, and was able to make the interception. One of the things I've been concerned about in the secondary is that they just didn't seem to have the nose for the ball like Hughes did last year. There wasn't anybody who was standing out doing that kind of above and beyond play to get the interception. In this case, I think they did an excellent job of that. It was a beautiful interception, one that probably it would have been a touchdown if the corner hadn't come off of his guy. So excellent job on that. I think Longshore's interception also is worth noting. Not sure what happened there. He threw into a crowd for one, which was a mistake, but it also felt like he was looking for Stevens to come back to the ball, and Stevens just kept running away. So either Longshore threw it tremendously poorly, or there was a miscommunication as to what the play should have been. It would be interesting to hear Tedford's comments on that. not a single big play, but something that was really burning the Bears in the third quarter was their offside penalties. The defense was jumping through to try to get to the quarterback, and they were timing it just a little bit off. They got there just a little bit early, and a number of offsides were called. Something I noticed was the center seemed to have two more moves than your average shotgun center has. He put his legs up to look through at the quarterback. He put his knees, and then he bent down with his knees, and then he did one little reposition of the ball, then snapped it. And those motions, those extra motions, really, I think, threw off the defense. And later in the game, they weren't trying to shoot those gaps because of how he was doing that. I've always been curious, what are the rules on that? I mean, is it just impossible for a center to do a false start? Because if he's moving his arms and repositioning the ball and raising and lowering his rear like that, isn't that a false start? I mean, it would be if anybody else in the line was doing it. And I just don't know what the rules are, so I can't speak to it. But it seems to me that he was either really up against the edge of the rules, or the rules allow the center to effectively false start, and there's no way the defense can hold up. Another important play that helped the Arizona comeback was the fumble by Montgomery. My first side note that's somewhat humorous is Tedford doesn't mess around. You fumble the ball, you're not playing anymore. I had thought that perhaps Forsett was injured, but it just looked like Tedford was trying to get Forsett some rest, because as soon as Montgomery fumbles that ball, boom, he's out of the rest of the game. He never saw another snap, and Forsett was back in making the yards. But what was really interesting to me about his fumble was nobody seemed to go jump on it. He didn't run back to it. Longshore, even though it was right in front of him, didn't seem to run forward and pounce on it. None of the linemen even noticed. And that ball was on the ground for a long time before anybody got to it, particularly on the Bears side of the ball. Next area I'd like to cover is the refs. Are Pac-10 refs really this bad? I mean, I don't know what changed, but they were calling a very different game in the third and fourth quarter than they were in the first and second. And I have to wonder if Stoops was intimidating them, or if they felt guilty about that touchdown that was called back because of the illegal hands in the face call against Arizona. I mean, Stoops was livid in his I'm turning bright red kind of way after that call. And that also seemed to be the turning point as to where they were calling things really aggressively, particularly about the Bears. The Bears themselves got a hands to the face. And then all of those personal fouls on hits that, I'm going to check the video at home, but did not look late. They just looked like people playing to the end of the play, and perhaps them not calling a whistle in time. So I don't know what the story is, but their tempo changed, their looseness or tightness of the game changed, and also their bias changed. And I have to wonder whether they were intimidated by Stoops. And if that's the case, that's ridiculous. But on the other hand, to be fair, you can't see things that well sometimes in the stands. Maybe Cal just started playing a much looser game in the second half, and so it just appears that way. Thing to note about Arizona's performance is they were really hurt early by penalties. Just like late in the game, the penalties called against Cal hurt them. Early in the game, Arizona was really hurt by their penalties and their mistakes. And to some degree, you have to give them some credit for cleaning those things up later in the game. Yes, Cal was not playing their best football in the third quarter, but Arizona also reduced the number of penalties, played cleaner football, dropped less balls, overall played better than they did early in the game, where there were penalties, poorly thrown balls, fumbles, interceptions, everything they could do to shoot themselves in the foot, and they didn't do those things later in the game. Things to note on the crowd noise. Thought they did really well. There was that quiet period when things seemed under control, but as soon as things got tight, everyone got loud again. I think Cal fans have finally got it. They know how to yell. They know that it's important. They see that it upsets the other team, and they're doing a great job. So that's wonderful to see, and I'm glad to see it happening. I'm also glad to see that the mic men are doing a better job about phrasing things the right way and not patronizing the alumni, just doing their best to encourage things and lead cheers as opposed to just telling people to yell. I think they did a pretty good job this time of balancing things. And what I think that means is people are listening to the criticism. So it's good that others are noting their frustration and making that obvious, because they're listening and they're doing the right things to improve that. Along those lines, concessions, again, were wonderful. People coming around to sell stuff. The lines weren't too long. Really, I think a lot of the criticisms from the Tennessee game were listened to in just about every area in facilities and management. And good for them. They've done a wonderful job of making the games more enjoyable. And when we have a big game with 70-plus thousand, I think they'll be ready and do a good job. Finally, our favorite topic, our tree sitters. They actually seemed to get a few more protesters this week, and they had 15 to 30 people running the protest stand in front of the trees, and that's more than they've had in previous weeks. So they've upped their presence, although it's still really small. And I think the police is doing a good job of keeping them in check, giving them their opportunity to protest without letting them cause major disruptions. And the fence has gone relatively well. Things are flowing much more smoothly. That wraps up this week of the On the Road Home podcast. Tune in for a special podcast from Oregon next week. I'll probably include some quotes from the players and the coaches. So it'll be a special edition with press conference quotes, and I think you'll enjoy it very much. As well as being live at the game, I'll be traveling up there. So tune in then, and thank you for listening today. This is Ken Crawford signing off. On the road again.